Thousands of retirees in Wisconsin and throughout the Midwest could soon see their benefits slashed. The U.S. Treasury will decide by the end of this week whether Central States Pension Fund can cut retirees' benefits by up to 60%. As WUWM's LaToya Dennis reports, the possibility could cause a lot more people to worry about their pensions.
Most people never imagine that they might end up working through retirement age.
I'm 63 and I'm in pretty good shape yet, so I'm sure I could find a part-time job, but I really don't want to have to go back to work either. That's not what I worked 40 years for in the trucking industry.
That's Bernie Anderson. The Franklin resident retired about a year and a half ago and says that since then, he's been fighting to keep all of his pension. He's one of thousands of retirees across the Midwest who could find Central State's pension fund cutting his pension. It's a plan that multiple employers contribute to under various collective bargaining agreements.
Through the years, I purchased 20 acres of land up north that I wanted to put a trailer on, and I don't know if we'd even be able to get that.
Still, Anderson considers himself one of the lucky ones. He says that because his former employer is still around and contributing to the fund, he falls into a special category and would only lose about 30% or $11,000 a year. Anderson says he's more concerned about others.
If you're going from $2,600 or $2,700 down to $1,100 and you're the only one that's bringing in the money because your wife is either sick or ill, or don't forget, everybody's 65 and 75, and it was the worst group they could have picked on.
Central State's pension fund is a plan that about 1,500 employers have contributed to. Among its ranks are office workers, dock workers, and truck drivers such as Anderson. The Great Recession hit the fund hard, and it has been deemed insolvent. Back in 2014, Congress passed the Klein-Miller Multi-Employer Pension Reform Act. It, for the first time, allows such plans to slash payments to people already retired by up to 60%. This case will be the first test of that law. Karen Friedman is Executive Vice President of the Pension Rights Center based in Washington, D.C.
So this is sort of the beginning of a much bigger national crisis.
The crisis, Friedman says, includes the fact that four other multi-employer funds are exploring the option of cutting their pension payouts. She says the impact will spread well beyond the people directly affected.
There are folks that are spending that pension money in local economies. That's going to have an impact not just on the individuals, but it's going to have an impact on their spouses, their kids, their grandkids, and the communities in which they live.
Friedman says people are scared, and the presidential race has pointed a spotlight on that fear.
The most dominant theme in this election is how much people are petrified of what's happening to them, that they can't rely on things, that promises are broken to them. They're afraid that they can't find good jobs and they can't rely on pension promises.
Friedman says that in the richest country in the world, there has to be another way. One strategy, according to Mike Arno, is for workers not to rely on pension promises. Arno is a CPA and an owner of Sattell Johnson Appel & Company.
You have situations where there can be mismanagement of pension funds, either intentional or because the markets have collapsed at a point when you're just about to retire. You definitely do not want to depend on any one source of income, and you'd want to build as many safety nets as possible.
Arno says no matter where you fall on the financial spectrum, if you can, save as though you will only have yourself to depend on in your later years. LaToya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.